Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad, it's really you!
It's really me, Annie.
And it's really me, too. I'm so glad I get to witness this touching moment.
I found Pepper, by the way. After you caused her to pass out on the flight.
What?
She's fine. I wouldn't hurt her.
What about us? Would you hurt us?
Not anymore. It's over, Adam.
Oh, no! It's over! Oh, you caught me!
Oh, wait, maybe not.
Using my own drones against me. Clever.
We're surrounded.
How about that? I figured after what I did, you'd both want to cause me bodily harm. So I brought backup. You understand.
I understand that you're a menace.
Before you start calling me names, don't you want to know why I did all of this?
I know why you did all of this.
Do you?
I realized you were there in the cemetery. Watching me talk to the Bennets, I figured it out. You had a locket, identical to mine.
And?
You were there with me every step of the way since the moment Dad went missing. In the command center that night of the party, on Vanita's yacht, in Cuba when Roger Swan was attacked in his garage.
All true?
You made me trust you.
And me too.
The man in the Panama hat. He talked about a secret that he had kept from me my whole life. Something about my parents. Dad, why did you get on that plane? What were you looking for that day?
I was looking for your brother.
Well, then I guess we found him. Didn't we, Adam?
Yeah, Annie. I guess you did.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
You're my brother.
Not just your brother. Congratulations, we're twins.
Twins? Then the woman in the hospital,
Just a random coma patient. A prop, really.
That's... How long have you known about us?
Long enough to plot this entire disgusting scheme, to trick me into hiring him.
Why? Why go through all of this instead of just telling me?
You wouldn't understand.
It's because I chose her, right? Because Annie got to come live with me and you didn't.
Where did you grow up?
Now, there's an excellent question, sis. See? When dear old mom and dad gave us up. Roger brought one of us to a girls' orphanage and one to the torture chamber known as the Manhattan Municipal Orphanage for Boys. The guy who ran that place, Mr. Wilding, made Ms. Hannigan look like Mary Poppins.
When I decided to share my home with an orphan for Christmas, I sent Grace to find the right one.
Only she went to the wrong orphanage, didn't she, Oliver?
She was supposed to bring home a boy.
You hear that, Annie? Grace brought home the wrong kid. So while you got to live a life of luxury...
You spent all those years in the orphanage.
Oh, I got out. Eventually. See, Daddy Warbucks bought the land the orphanage sat on to build his drone factory. Those of us who were left, they tried to... rehome us. I went from a disgusting, unsafe orphanage to a less safe foster home. It lasted about a month before I ran away.
And then you were alone?
Alone with my thoughts and my plans.
Adam, I'm so sorry.
No! I don't want your pity!
What do you want? An apology? Money?
Now, see, you're asking the wrong question. It's not what I want, Mr. Warbucks. It's what you want.
Someone, help me!
Oh, so dramatic. Help me, I'm a senator.
Well, Aggie.
Help!
Looks like your little boyfriend is in quite a pickle.
He's not my boyfriend anymore, Mama. Maybe he never was.
Sounds like that robot's fixin' to drop him in the drink. Whatcha gonna do about that?
I'm not a killer. I've made mistakes, but I'm not like Adam.
Maybe that's your problem. No one could blame you for taking advantage of the situation, could they? You did your penance. You even called and warned Annie about the boy. But this is an opportunity too ripe to pass up. So what do we do now?
Help!
Now,
someone
we make our move.
Help!
I've had enough of your riddles. Tell us why we're here, Adam. Is it because you wanted to punish us? Because you had a tough life and you think Annie didn't?
If all he wanted was to punish us, he would have let that plane crash. But you didn't, did you?
Punishment is nice. Revenge can be satisfying, but my dreams are bigger. You see, Mr. Warbucks, everything I did was exactly what you would have done.
What are you talking about?
When I left the orphanage, they handed me an envelope. And it was the locket and the note. I taught myself how to hack on Wilding's computer. Didn't take me long to figure out who I was supposed to be. So I studied you, listened to every interview you ever gave, read every book ever written about the great Oliver Warbucks, how you pulled yourself up from nothing and made yourself into the richest man in the world.
So,
I heard you talk about your philosophy on business and life. How you crushed anyone and everyone who got in your way. And you even wondered how any living person could ever take over your empire once you were gone. Because you'd been all around the world and never met anyone as ruthless and determined as you.
That was before Annie came into my life.
Annie? She's not like you, Oliver. Do you have any idea what happened while you were gone? She ran your business into the ground. Ask her.
I tried to hide that you were missing. I kept it from Mora, from the media, the whole world. And it almost worked.
You did all that? To protect me?
You aren't listening to me. She failed. In front of the whole world.
Because you were sabotaging me!
That's my point. Mr. Warbucks, who are your two biggest enemies? Number one, Vanita Devon. Wonder where she is right now.
Put me down, Warbucks!
Devon? What are you going to do with her?
Say the word, and I order the drones to dump her into the middle of the ocean, where no one will ever find her. And enemy number two.
What's that?
Thought we'd see what your good friend Senator Jeffries is up to.
Help me! Get me out of here!
Have him trapped in his car?
And just like that, all your problems could sink to the bottom of the sea. Because of me. I've done what even you couldn't, Oliver. I helped create the drone delivery service, but I can make it more powerful than you ever imagined. Look how I've weaponized it in your absence. With my help, no one will ever dream of challenging you ever again. Not business rivals, not even governments.
You do all that?
For me?
And more. Because we're alike, you and I. As alike as any father and son could be. You see that, right? You adopted the wrong twin. It should have been me you brought home, not Annie.
Help me, someone! Help!
Arlen.
Help me!
Arlen.
Hello?
Arlen!
Aggie. Oh, Aggie, thank God.
Hello, Arlen. Doing a lot of yelling in there.
Someone is trying to kill me.
I see that.
Why are you so calm? Wait. Did you do this? Did you hack my car?
Do you really think I'd do that to you?
No. Maybe.
Well, I didn't. I wouldn't, probably.
Great. Then you have to help me. You have to get me out of this death trap before it drives me into the river.
Well, we don't want that, do we?
No! No, we don't want that. Please, hurry, Aggie.
I will save you. I will.
What are you waiting for?
It's just before I start breaking windows or committing acts of heroism. We need to talk.
Talk? Now?
What better time? I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Hopefully.
Okay. We can talk. Just please talk fast.
I'll try. So here's the thing. You were using me.
No, I liked you. I like you, really.
Oh, it's fine. In all honesty, I was using you too. Or at least setting you up for a moment like this, when I could use you.
I'll do anything, I promise.
You promise? Interesting word choice, because that's exactly what I'm going to need from you. A promise. And I'm going to need it in writing.
Yes, anything you want.
Good. Now cover your head and duck away from the window.
Huh? What are you doing with that baseball bat?
Batter up.
So, this is it, huh? This is what it was all about. Proving you were better than me?
I am better than you, Annie. I may not have social media followers or hit songs, but I am better. Admit it, Mr. Warbucks. Admit that you're impressed at what I was able to pull off.
Dad?
Adam, what you did, I'm not sure anyone else in the world could have done. Never in my life have I been so outsmarted, outmatched. You took away my life, my company, my family. You beat me at every turn. And you want to know why? Because you have an edge that I don't have anymore.
Yes! Yes, then you see it!
It's an edge I lost when Annie became my daughter. Those interviews you watched, I was a different man. Before Annie changed me, I was cunning and heartless.
Let me help you regain that edge. Rebuild the company. I'll rid you of your enemies, all of them! Everyone loves a good comeback story, right?
Adam... You were everything I said I was looking for in those interviews. But you're nothing like me.
What?
The fact that you would do this to your own sister makes me sick to my stomach. And it makes me even more grateful that Annie came into my life, even if it was by accident.
Don't say that. She was a mistake.
The mistake was you thinking I'd choose anyone over my daughter. Before Annie, my bank balance was full, but my life was empty. You disgust me.
No, I don't believe that.
Believe what you want. Don't ever come near me or Annie again. It's over.
No!
Adam, we can fix this. I know you've been hurt. We all have. But I also believe that deep down...
Shut up! I don't want to hear another word from you. Warbucks, if you don't want me, then you don't get Annie either. Drones, get her!
What are you doing?
Annie, no!
Dad? Dad, can you hear me?
I don't think he can hear you, Annie.
You did this. You tried to take away my whole life. And guess what? I don't feel sorry for you.
Look, not so sunny now, are we? Let me go!
Just because you're hurt doesn't mean you get to hurt people. You could have been my brother for real. Instead, you chose this.
I'll never be your brother. Get your hands off me!
Adam, don't step back! The cliff!
What?
Gotcha!
Look at that! You saved me.
Don't let go of my hand, Adam! Don't let go!
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.